The best card game starter box for two beginners in 2026. Magic, Pokemon, Lorcana, One Piece, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Arkham Horror. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Best overall for two complete beginners, Pokemon Battle Academy. Best if you want a hobby with enormous depth, Magic, The Gathering Final Fantasy Starter Kit. Best family-friendly bridge, Disney Lorcana Wilds Unknown Two-Player Starter. Best cooperative story, Arkham Horror, The Card Game Chapter 2 Core, One Piece Learn Together and the Yu-Gi-Oh! Two-player starter are excellent guided lessons, but each points toward a more demanding local scene. The right box is the one that produces a complete first evening, not the one with the loudest collector hype. Card games rarely lose beginners because the first rule is impossible. They lose beginners because the hobby arrives all at once. Formats, rarity, rotations, deck lists, store etiquette, collector prices, veterans speaking in compressed jargon, and a shelf that seems to imply every box is the beginning. It is not. A real on-ramp does four jobs. It gives two people functional decks, teaches the decisions in the correct order, creates a finishable first evening, and points to exactly one sensible next step. Imani tested these boxes against that standard. This is less a ranking of fandoms than a ranking of doors. The 30-second verdict, by the lesson, not the inventory if neither player has touched a modern trading card game, Pokemon Battle Academy is the cleanest first purchase. Its board, labeled decks, and guided sequence shrink the game until the relationship between hand, bench, active Pokemon, energy, attacks, prizes, and turns becomes visible. It is not the endpoint of competitive Pokemon, that is precisely why it works. If one of you already understands turns, resources, attacking, and card timing, Magic's Final Fantasy Starter Kit offers the richest runway. It contains two ready-to-play 60-card decks, a play guide, deck boxes, tokens, and digital codes. It also carries a useful emotional advantage. Recognizable Final Fantasy characters give every unfamiliar rule a story hook. The catch is that Magic's larger format culture arrives quickly, so play the match deck several times before wandering into boosters or commander upgrades. Lorcana Wilds Unknown is the gentlest choice for a Disney-loving pair who already grasps basic card game language. Arkham Horror Chapter 2 is the standout for partners who would rather cooperate against a story than defeat each other. One Piece Learn Together and Yu-Gi-Oh!'s two-player starter are unusually explicit lessons, but their next tables expect more rules density. Choose the destination you actually want, then take the shortest bridge to it. Seven starter boxes, seven very different promises. Pokemon Battle Academy promises a controlled first lesson. It is best for absolute beginners, families, or anyone who wants visible table structure. Move to a league battle deck only after both players can complete turns without the guide. Magic, The Gathering Final Fantasy Starter Kit promises a real magic duel with matched decks. It is the strongest bridge from fandom to a deep hobby, but it does not make you tournament ready. Treat it as flight school, not a fighter jet. The Hobbit Magic Academy and Welcome Deck Program is the lowest-cost social bridge because participating stores teach with free decks during the 2026 Academy window. The important caveat is product identity. Hobbit Welcome Deck cards may mix set codes and should not be assumed standard legal merely because they came from a current beginner event. If you want a take-home Hobbit product, Draft Night creates a four-player learning evening, not a two-player scripted duel. Disney Lorcana Wilds Unknown two-player starter provides two curated decks, lore trackers, and tokens. It is warmer and more immediately readable than buying random packs, though Ravensburger's earlier gateway remains gentler for people with zero TCG vocabulary. One Piece Learn Together Deck Set LD1 is a three-deck teaching kit built around Luffy, Zoro, and Nami. Bandai's welcome and set sail events explicitly pair it with beginner play. Availability can be uneven, so verify the exact LD1 listing before buying. Yu-Gi-Oh! Two-player starter set uses a 64-page comic to script a teaching duel. That is smart instruction. The modern game beyond the box is much faster and denser, so follow it with casual practice rather than assuming one comic duel prepares you for a tournament table. Arkham Horror Chapter 2 Core is cooperative and narrative. It includes five pre-built investigator decks and a three-scenario campaign, but setup and scenario language create more homework than the competitive starters. Use easy difficulty and play the supplied decks unchanged. The payoff is a campaign that remembers what happened. The three-night on-ramp that prevents a $200 panic cart night one, play exactly what came in the box. Do not improve a deck before you can describe its plan. Follow the guided order, keep hands open if both players agree, narrate actions, and stop after a complete game even if it was clumsy. The objective is not mastery. It is a shared vocabulary. Knight 2 swap sides. Playing the other deck reveals whether a loss came from the deck, the matchup, or a decision you did not yet recognize. Mark only 3 friction points, a rule you looked up twice, a card that remained dead in hand, and a table procedure that caused confusion. Knight 3, repeat before upgrading. If both players still want another game, you have a hobby signal. Now choose one next move, attend a beginner event, buy one compatible deck, or add protection for the cards you already enjoy. Opening a display because the first match was fun is emotionally understandable and strategically unhelpful. This is the same principle that experienced players use when testing a deck. Change one variable, then observe. Beginners deserve that clarity too. A collection becomes useful when each purchase answers a question the last session actually raised. The first table kit, protection without accessory theater, you need fewer accessories than the wall at the game store suggests. Start with opaque sleeves when the game's organized play rules require indistinguishable card backs or when cards may be double-faced. Choose one sleeve line and one color so replacements remain simple. Put the sleeved deck in a rigid deck box that actually fits its card count. Commander and Arkham decks need more room than a 40-card teaching deck. A plain playmat protects cards and defines your work area without turning the table into visual soup. Bring only the dice and tokens the game uses. Valuable pulls belong in an inner sleeve plus a rigid holder or side-loading zip binder, not loose in the deck box. A trade binder is optional and on a first store night, usually a distraction. Premium accessories should solve a physical problem: shuffling, transport, spills, storage, or card protection. They should not be used to disguise uncertainty about the game. Sleeves before boosters, a box before a binder before speculative slabs. That order is gloriously unromantic and saves money. Your first store night, say the quiet part, clearly use one sentence at the counter. We are new, we have played this starter box 3 times, and we want a beginner-friendly game. What event or table fits that? That sentence does more work than pretending to understand a calendar full of format names. It tells staff your experience, your deck level, and the social experience you want. For Magic, an Academy, pre-release, casual learn-to-play table, or stock pre-con commander game is safer than entering a competitive standard event by accident. Pokemon League explicitly welcomes beginners and may have decks to borrow. One Piece's welcome and set sail events are designed around LD1 and buddy learning. Lorcana community play is generally friendlier when you say your deck is the unchanged starter. For Yu-Gi-Oh!, ask whether the event is a demo, casual play, or an official tournament. The speed difference is enormous. Arkham is usually organized as cooperative meetups rather than paired competition, so bring the scenario and investigator information the group requests. Announce actions, keep zones readable, ask before touching another person's cards, and request a rules check without turning it into a courtroom speech. Veteran vocabulary is compressed experience, not a border wall. A healthy community will unpack it when you ask what to buy next, and the equally important moment to stop for Pokemon, move from Battle Academy to a current League battle deck when you can run the Academy decks cleanly and want more sequencing. For Magic, choose one lane, another match starter experience, a pre-release, a complete commander pre-con, or standard singles. Do not buy all 4 lanes at once. For Lorcana, upgrade the starter with singles after you can describe whether it wants to race lore, trade efficiently, or control the board. For One Piece, play all 3 LD1 leaders before choosing a color or leader shell. For Yu-Gi-Oh!, repeat the scripted duel, swap decks, then learn one modern structure deck before buying an extra deck by vibes. For Arkham, finish the Chapter 2 introductory campaign before adding a campaign expansion. The game is telling you whether you enjoy deck construction, story pressure, or both. The stopping rule is simple: stop when the next purchase cannot be named as a solution to a table problem. If you need sleeves because cards slide, buy sleeves. If your starter deck lacks a clear answer, identify the exact cards. If you merely feel behind after watching collectors open cases, close the tab and play again. A hobby becomes yours when your next choice comes from your own table. Final verdict: for most households, buy Pokemon Battle Academy. For the largest future hobby, buy the Magic Final Fantasy Starter Kit. For a warm current 2-player bridge, buy Lorcana Wilds Unknown. For cooperative storytelling, buy Arkham Chapter 2. Whichever door you choose, play 3 nights before buying inventory. The beginner advantage is not knowing less, it is being free to learn one clean system at a time. Frequently asked questions.